Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The Jeff and Jen Show.
Star 94.1.
Tonight is a big night for Andy Dorfman, Atlanta's own bachelorette. A huge event going on in Buckhead at Big Sky. Her new book, It's Not Okay, is an instant New York Times bestseller. Yes. Congratulations.
Thank you.
And at the event tonight, you're going to be dishing some scoop, right?
Am I? I'm kind of nervous. Jeff's going to be asking me some questions, and I'm like, can we see the questions beforehand? And
I'm not going to ask you anything scandalous. Like, it's all in the book. There's really not much you left off the table, is there?
No, not really. I mean, like, I obviously drew some boundaries. I said whoever didn't sign up for the show doesn't go in the book. For better or worse, like, only the contestants who signed up for the show and kind of opened that door. And then, I mean, I did throw in my family, but...
You were a lawyer here in Atlanta. Mm-hmm. And how many years ago was it that you auditioned?
Probably like 3 years in this summer. I was a DA in Fulton County here in Atlanta, and my girlfriends had tried to get me to go on this dating show. I was single. They, of course, being in the South, were all married or engaged, and I kept saying, no way, no way. And then they told me about this casting call that had free drinks, and
you're like, okay.
Next thing you knew, I was there. So, yeah, it really, like, people ask me how this all started, and I say two words, free drinks.
Okay.
And everybody fell in love with you on the season with Juan Pablo and how you stood up to him at the end and you just really showed your strength.
Yeah, I think it was like this like power woman moment, feminist moment. But it's funny because people will still talk about it. And I'm like, that's a normal conversation. Like the conversation that I had with Juan Pablo about having no idea who I was and clearly not there to fall in love with me or anyone, in my opinion. When a guy does that to you as a woman, like you have that conversation. And it was ironic to me that that was the first time that conversation had ever really played out on that franchise. And I think people were surprised. They were hopefully a little empowered by it. But yeah, I mean, it definitely thrusted me kind of to then go on to date the 25 men that I got to date.
We're talking with Andy Dorfman, who is from Atlanta and was the Bachelorette on season 10 of ABC's Bachelorette.
What is the most awkward thing about dating 25 men? I mean, like, fast forward to the Bachelorette. That's got to be so strange because you're going on dates with every single one of them.
Yeah.
And then they're all hanging out together. It's just got to be the weirdest dating situation ever.
It's like legalized modern day polygamy
for the entire country to watch.
Right.
Yeah. No, it's totally weird. I mean, for me, obviously, the weird part was the thought of like making out with multiple dudes in one night.
Yeah.
But when you're on a date with five guys, and by the way, I only made out with 5 out of 25. So I feel proud of myself for that because I know I talked to some of the bachelorettes like, what, only 5? I'm like, yeah, I know.
You know, there are girls that go out regularly in Buckhead and they're like, you only made out with five guys in one
night. Right? 5 out of 25 wasn't bad, but like I had 4 on a date one time on a group date. And I remember being like, I'm about to go 4 for 4. That is when it gets awkward.
Did you feel awkward like with the whole fantasy suite situation and knowing that someday my family's going to be watching this show? Did that come into your brain all the time?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I remember on the first season with Juan Pablo, I totally forgot the cameras were there until I had my first makeout. And then I realized the camera was there and I said, oh, crap, my dad's going to watch this.
Yeah.
And that immediately kind of like sparked this kind of, oh, crap. And then it went into, oh, well.
Now, there's one chapter in the book, and I totally forgot to look for it. By the way, we are talking with Andy Dorfman, who was the Bachelorette and on The Bachelor with Juan Pablo and just wrote a book about the whole experience. But anyways, there's a chapter in the book that you had to warn your dad about.
Yeah, I put a disclaimer. I mean, my poor dad, first of all, he's like a Southern scotch drinking, golfing, cigar smoking man.
Sure.
And so for him to have this daughter on national television, like making out with guys, is just not really his forte. So bless his heart, first of all. But I did put a disclaimer in the book because the book gets into it. It does. I'm not going to lie. And I wrote, Dad, stop reading now. And after he read the book, he was like, really? Did you have to go there? And I said, look, in all fairness, like, I put the disclaimer plain as day right there in front of you, all caps, bold.
Skip the next 12 pages.
Right.
If you're blood related to me.
And is it about intimate details or is it about some of the negative parts of your relationship with Josh that you wanted your dad not to read?
All of it, actually. That's a good question. Very good question. So obviously the intimate details, it's not, this isn't like an inappropriately sexual book, I wouldn't
right.
say, you know,
mm-hmm.
But that obviously I was reluctant to with my dad reading it, but you're totally right. The negative qualities and some of the stuff that I went through during the relationship that I had never told my parents mm-hmm. terrified me for my dad to know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Because being
parts-
that Southern gentleman, so it wasn't that you were embarrassed, you were worried that he was going to hop in his car and go run down Josh.
Yeah.
And then,
I mean, not
and
that
then
he
would.
Jail. He's got right. Yeah, right. Then I'm bailing him out of jail. Then I'm switching sides and
you're defending him
instead of prosecuting.
Now you've gone from lawyer to bachelor contestant to bachelorette to best-selling author. What's next for Andy Dorfman?
I would love to do another book.
Okay.
Do you like that poker face that I have on right now?
Does that mean you're doing another book?
Possibly.
Okay.
You know what I'd love to see you is on like the cast of The View.
I wish the dream job.
Like that.
Dream. Done. Sign
I think
me
you'd
up.
Be so great at that because you're very opinionated. You're not afraid to share and jump in on just about anything. I think you'd be great at that.
Sign me up. Like,
okay.
Can we make
calls? Make a call, Jen. You're friends with Kelly Ripa.
Right. I'll just call Kelly and say, hey, you need a female co-star and her name is Andy Dorfman.
There you go.
The Kelly and Andy. Oh my God, I would die.
Wouldn't that be a blast?
Yes.
So here's what I know about tonight. It's a big sky in Buckhead. We're going to get started between 7 and 7:30. Come at 6. Let's all have a drink.
That's how this whole thing started.
Yes.
Yeah.
Free drinks.
I mean,
free drinks.
Started and ended that way. Let's do it.
Big Sky's like, no, it's not free. Don't say free.
It's a conversation with Andy Dorfman, and it's a conversation about our book. And
we're signing. We're doing a signing,
yeah,
too.
And if you don't have the book, you can buy it there, and she'll sign it for you.
Yeah, and if you have it, bring it, and we'll sign it.
Perfect. So we'll see you tonight. Big Sky and Buckhead. Andy, thank you for coming in. Thanks for being a part of Where Is This Relationship Going? Or, in today's case, Where Is This Relationship Going Wrong?
The Jeff and Jen Show.
Star 94.1.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.